We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're joined by ABC News political director Rick Klein this morning, taking a look at what's happened this week. And the focus not so much in Washington, D.C., Rick, but around the world and overseas, especially with this summit between the president and Vladimir Putin. I don't know. You call me a skeptic, I guess, Rick, but we hear so much is made of this meeting between Putin and Biden, and I kind of look at it like, what's really going to happen after a couple-hour discussion between the two?
Yeah, and if you look at the very modest goal set out by the president himself, you could say he succeeded because he almost acknowledged that nothing was going to happen as a result of the summit. You know, and we know that Putin got a lot of the fact that that there was a summit at all. Look, the bottom line is I think the country is slightly better for the summit. I think the fact that there are diplomatic relations again is good. The fact that there's at least a public commitment to cyber attacks is good. But I think all sides would acknowledge that the hard work has really just begun, and that there's so many different areas that you have to see the two countries come together. Biden going into this with a very realistic assessment, he recognizes that you're not going to change Putin's behavior. And, you know, after president, going back to at least George W. Bush, if not Bill Clinton, has talked about how they could succeed in negotiating with Vladimir Putin, it might be the case that finally you've got someone who says, look, I know who the guy is, and it's not going to change everything.
That struck me because people were sharing the photo, I'm sure you saw it online, of all the U.S. presidents meeting with Vladimir Putin while they were in office, you know, going all the way back to George H.W. Bush, shaking Putin's hand in that photo. And it kind of, I don't know, it sets a tone of, for as much as we may look at things different here, I wonder what it looks like on the other side in Putin's inner circle and over in Russia, where they just see kind of another president and it's going to change again in 4 to 8 years. And, you know, are we really going to change how we interact with the U.S. based on who's in office now?
Yeah, Putin has the ability to take the long view. He doesn't have to worry about pesky things like elections. You know, you don't have to worry about the midterms. And he can take an attitude of, you know, Biden is here now, but he may not be there later. And I think he showed, a savvy understanding of American politics when he talked about Black Lives Matter, January 6th. He was exploiting divisions that are still here that led to Trump and Trumpism and that are still very evident throughout politics. And those are things that Biden has to grapple with and that Putin doesn't have to. So you're right. He can wait things out to a degree that no American president ever truly can. But I think he also recognizes that Russia is not the economic power that it once was, and that if you isolate yourself so too much, then you really put your country into the ranks of the third or fourth rate place. And I think Biden referenced that a few times in saying, look how Russia would suffer if it were to put itself in a position where it's defying so much of the world community. He knows that Putin needs the attention. He knows that Russia needs to be treated, frankly, like it has been for decades.
It obviously did not get as much attention as the summit with Vladimir Putin, but I know we spoke with you last week about Biden's meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau getting a lot of attention here because of the continued border closure, obviously. And, you know, the two met, I believe it was Tuesday, as part of the G7 summit. And, you know, it said that they talked border, the reports coming out of it, but nothing really has happened, and it doesn't appear that anything's going to change at that next deadline at the beginning of next week, that this border closure is going to continue. Canada has some very harsh restrictions to anyone returning to Canada. That's going to continue. I mean, it seems like almost like an all-time low in terms of being on the same page with Canada, when you look at what their restrictions are in terms of going into that country and what we have over here.
Yeah, I think there's a trust deficit there from the public health perspective and from the political perspective. And I think the American side recognizes that Prime Minister Trudeau has his own domestic pressures here to be very careful on it, but it has a huge economic impact. And I think you're right that it's sort of puzzling how this has fallen off the radar screen when so much of the country and the world are opening up, to know that you still have this border that is essentially sealed for regular commerce, and with a huge impact for business, for tourism, just so much that the two countries rely on in Buffalo and beyond. So I do think it's a shame it's fallen to this point, but it doesn't feel like there's been any real momentum to move this along.
And that moment, I mean, it seems like it's far in the back of the mind of President Biden at this point, right?
I think so. I mean, I think that we knew that Biden was going to give Trudeau a little bit of a wide berth on this one, but I also think it's in both countries' interest to work on this, and we just haven't seen it. So I think it's going to take some time to work out the public health numbers and assurances before we could be at a point where the Canadians are comfortable with it. It really is a little more on their side than ours, as you know, and I think that's the way the administration's handling it. I think President Trump will be handling it a lot differently. I think you'll see a lot of mean tweets and anger erupting as opposed to the way that Biden is doing it much more quietly.
Well, everything was going on overseas, what was the attention on in Washington?
I think the fact that there are potential deals on the table right now on things like infrastructure, voting rights, maybe policing reform, and it's going to be on Biden to decide what path to take. He's been able to keep these bipartisan and purely partisan negotiations alive on these issues. It doesn't happen forever. And I think at some point, and at a point pretty soon now, he's going to have to decide which path he's going to take.
Hey, Rick, thanks so much. Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.